From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Republican presidential candidate John McCain is hoping yesterday's news will soon be just that. McCain tried to go about his campaign as usual today. He brushed aside questions about a critical article that appeared on the front page of yesterday's New York Times. The article suggested that he had a cozy relationship a decade ago with a female lobbyist. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
John McCain held a town hall meeting this morning in Indianapolis, where he answered voters' questions about immigration, taxes, and education. No one from the public asked about yesterday's New York Times article. When reporters tried to broach the subject, the usually talkative McCain had nothing to say.
I don't have any more comment about this issue. I had a press conference yesterday morning. I answered every question. I'm moving on. I'm talking about the issues and challenges of America and the big issues that Americans are concerned about.
The Times story said that McCain's staffers were so worried about his relationship with telecom lobbyist Vicki Iceman back in 1999 that they warned both Iceman and the senator to stay away from each other. Yesterday, McCain denied any romantic involvement with Iceman and said he did no special favors for the lobbyist clients. That was just fine with Indiana voter Scott Enright, who says the Times story has gotten enough attention.
He spent a lot of time yesterday commenting on it. So he said what he's going to say, move on. I think that's the right answer.
Ryan Hornaday agreed. He was more interested in what McCain had to say about Social Security and was impressed by the senator's town hall performance.
This is the format that McCain really excels in. He handled the Q&A very well.
McCain stuck with his moving on line during an afternoon conference call with bloggers, and the bloggers were generally sympathetic. Here's Matt Lewis of the conservative website townhall.com.
I believe that the New York Times did something in one day that you haven't fully been able to do in a year, which is get Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham to rally to your defense.
McCain also held a $1,000 a plate luncheon today. Money's been flowing freely since he emerged as the Republican frontrunner. He raised nearly $12 million last month alone. That's a big turnaround from last summer when McCain's campaign was almost broke, but he may have trouble spending all the money he can raise. That's because last year McCain applied for federal matching funds, which come with strict spending limits attached. He's since told the Federal Election Commission he's opting out of the matching program, but in a letter released yesterday, FEC Chairman David Mason said it may not be that simple. McCain never actually received matching funds, but he did borrow money from a bank, and if that loan was conditioned on the funds, he may not be able to back out now.
Well, this whole area is somewhat uncharted.
Larry Noble is a former general counsel for the FEC who's now in private practice. He notes parenthetically he's also a contributor to Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama. Noble has reviewed McCain's loan documents and says while they explicitly exclude matching funds as collateral for the loan, they do give the bank certain rights to those funds if various conditions are met.
This was drafted clearly with the intent to give the bank something in terms of possible future matching funds, but not put them up as legal collateral so that they triggered the whole system coming into effect. Whether they were successful at that or not is a different question.
The commission itself will have to answer that question, but that could take a while. The commission needs at least 4 members to vote, and right now there are only 2 because of a fight between the Senate and the White House over filling vacancies. That leaves McCain in a kind of limbo. The champion of campaign finance regulation has little choice but to keep spending money and take a chance that may be breaking the rules. Scott Horsley, NPR News.